from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani speaks on the era of digital economy. The Chinese ambassador to Indonesia visits North Sumatra on an investment plan. Indonesia is ready to host the Joint Commission for Bilateral Cooperation with Cambodia. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said that facing the 4.0 industrial revolution, it is time for universities to become the innovation wheel and technology development with triple helix approach in downstream research, namely the synergy between government, private, and universities. Sri Mulyani was speaking in the graduation ceremony of graduate program in a speech entitled Disruption Era, Opportunities and Challenges of Higher Education of Indonesia and Efforts to Achieve National Ideals. She was speaking at Balairung University of Indonesia in Depok on Saturday. In her speech, she talked about the era of the Industrial Revolution 4.0 that has the characteristics of automation and the digital economy. The development of supercomputers, robots, artificial intelligence, and genetic modification lead to a shift in labor trends, which no longer depend on human labor, but on machinery. Indonesia, with its population demographic mostly in the productive age and the middle class and the status as one of the world's largest populations, has the potential to become an e-commerce leader in the digital economy era. Meanwhile, the university rector, Professor Muhammad Anis, also talked about the Industrial Revolution 4.0, he said. To compensate for this development, the University of Indonesia currently offers several courses that discuss digital and big data analysis. People's Republic of China Ambassador Xiao Xian visited Medan, North Sumatra, to follow up China's investment plans in the region. According to a press report received in Jakarta on Saturday, Ambassador Xiao and his entourage accompanied a delegation of the Coordinating Ministry for the Ministry of Marine Affairs, who visited Medan on Thursday, February the 1st. North Sumatra, he said, is a very potential province. Therefore, it was chosen as the first province outside of Java to be visited. Official of the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry of Maritime Affairs, who accompanied Ambassador Xiao, said the review was done to strengthen the cooperative relationship in the acceleration of investment in North Sumatra. The agenda of the visit is also expected to realize the equitable distribution of infrastructure development outside Java to make Indonesia as the maritime axis of the world. Indonesia expressed its readiness to host the Joint Commission for Bilateral Cooperation with Cambodia in 2018. The cooperation is a forum between Indonesia and Cambodia that has been used to discuss issues related to both countries and the Southeast Asian region. The Indonesian Minister for Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, conveyed this in her press conference after a meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Cambodia, Prak Suk Hun, in Jakarta on February 2nd.
On strengthening bilateral relations, we both agreed on the importance of utilizing the Joint Commission for the Bilateral Cooperation as the main forum to review the progress of our bilateral relation. Indonesia is ready to host the next Joint Commission for Bilateral Cooperation, the GCBC, and we agreed to have the fourth GCBC on the second half of 2018.
Retno Marsudi further said Indonesia and Cambodia has agreed to strengthen bilateral relationships that have existed for more than 5 decades, exactly 59 years. Indonesia and Cambodia are working to strengthen bilateral mechanism in key sectors, including trade and investment, tourism and regional cooperation. In addition to regional-related issues, Indonesia and Cambodia continue to support peace efforts and realize the stability of the South China Sea. Both countries also favored adoption of the Code of Conduct framework for the South China Sea. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi estimated that there will be an increase of 100 airplanes traffic every day at Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport during the IMF and World Bank meeting in October this year. Minister of Transportation told the press after the Surface and Safety Improvement meeting airports in Tangerang, Bali, and Papua on Saturday, that ahead of the international meeting on October the 8th until 14, a number of delegations will use the plane so that the frequency of flights will be high and crowded. For that, he said a number of facilities and infrastructure at Ngurah Rai Airport are being prepared, such as the parking lot of the aircraft, which originally accommodates 28 planes to become 35 aircraft. According to the minister, it was done to give the impression on the beautiful Bali in particular and Indonesia in general in welcoming foreign delegations. Given the limited capacity of the apron, while a lot of planes are staying, the Minister of Transportation has prepared support airports such as Surabaya, Jember, Banyuwangi, and Lombok. Bali will host the annual IMF World Bank event to be attended by 15,000 delegates from 189 member countries of the IMF and World Bank. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries took a number of state-owned banks to facilitate capital for fishermen who want to change their fishing gear to be more environmentally friendly. Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti in the CTF press release received in Jakarta on Saturday said Bank Rakyat Indonesia is one of the state-owned banks cooperating with the ministry to support capital lending facilities for the fishermen to replace the fishing gear. Susi Pujiastuti has also reviewed the data collection, verification, and validation of fishing boats with unsustainable fishing gear in Tegal on Friday, February the 2nd. Records on fishing vessels are conducted to ensure the size of ships and fishing gear that is used is environmentally friendly in accordance with the Ministerial Regulation No. 2/2015 on the prohibition of the use of fishing equipment of hela pukat and pukat parik or trawl. During her visit, Minister Susi had a dialogue with participants of the ship's data collection. Indonesia and Sri Lanka agreed to increase trade cooperation, among others, by forming a special working group tasked with addressing and overcoming trade and investment barriers between the two countries. The ambassador of Sri Lanka to Indonesia, Darsana Pereira, revealed it in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, February the 2nd.
We've also agreed to establish what is referred to as the Working Group on Trade and Investment to find ways and means of enhancing this overall relationship. So that's a very important mechanism on focused on the trade and investment area that will now be initiated between the two countries.
The increasing cooperation in the trade and investment sector between Indonesia and Sri Lanka is a follow-up of a bilateral meeting conducted by President Joko Widodo and Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena last month in Colombo, Sri Lanka. President Joko Widodo, on his visit, sought to encourage the economies of both countries to be more competitive through the formation of Trade and Investment Working Group, accompanied by a free trade agreement. Trade cooperation between Indonesia and Sri Lanka has actually been established for a long time. The cooperation can be seen from the trade data of both countries. Indonesian Central Bureau of Statistics data throughout 2016 shows that the trade value of the two countries reached $306.5 million. Last item. President Joko Widodo spoke about a yellow card incident when the president attended the anniversary or Dies Natalis of University of Indonesia on Friday. To the journalist, after attending Haul Majemuk Masyayikh at Pondok Pesantren Salafiyah Sharifiyah, Sukorejo, Situbondo, East Java, the president said that the incident is a natural thing happened among the students. According to him, it is a positive thing to remind the government as a state organizer. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo mentioned that he did not close the possibility to send some of student executive board from the university to see firsthand the condition in Asmat District, Papua.
Ya, yang namanya aktivis muda, yang namanya
well, they are young activists. It is normal for them to have dynamics like that. I think when there's somebody reminds me, that's good. Maybe later I may send, it could be chairman and members in the Students' Executive Board of University of Indonesia to go to Asmat to see how the condition there and get to know the big problems that we are facing in those areas, especially in Papua. The chairman of University of Indonesia Student Executive Board, Sadit Taqwa, gave a yellow card to President Joko Widodo. The action was made when the president attended the 68th anniversary of the university in Depok last Friday. The yellow card was given to President Joko Widodo as a form of warning for various problems that occur in the country, one of which is the issue of malnutrition in Asmat. This issue is getting the spotlight considering the high number of people with measles and malnutrition there. Based on Ministry of Health data, there are 646 children affected by measles outbreak and 144 children suffering from malnutrition in Asmat. The government has established the extraordinary condition of malnutrition and measles on the case. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani speaks on the era of the digital economy. The Chinese ambassador to Indonesia visits North Sumatra on an investment plan. Indonesia ready to host the Joint Commission for Bilateral Cooperation with Cambodia. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello there, welcome back to My Indonesia from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today it's on Inasgok set duration of handling problems in Asian Games. The 2018 Asian Games Organizing Committee, or INASGOC, uses advanced camera technology and virtual data applications in every activity in the Pan-Asian Multisport event scheduled to be held from August the 18th to September the 2nd in Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia. To smooth out every Asian Games activity, INASGOC built a main operation center control room at Wisma Serbaguna Senayan. In the inauguration of the Main Operations Center, or MOC, on Wednesday, January the 31st, Vice President Yusuf Kala, who also serves as chairman of the board of 2018 Asian Games Steering Committee, said the control room is not only intended for the Asian Games in Jakarta, but also all activities in Palembang, South Sumatra. Vice President Yusuf Kala said the room could also find out about activities at the airport, where the buses are jammed, or if there is an accident, including monitoring at the athlete's homestead. Meanwhile, Director of Information Technology INASGOC, Edi Prabowo in Jakarta on Wednesday set the duration of the completely handling problems that arise during the activities of the Asian Games at 1 hour for routine issues such as athletes' transportation routes. It will anticipate the problems that appear on the ground through each department of INASGOG. Edi Prabowo said that INASGOG's main operations center monitors all operations through monitoring cameras, data networks of athletes, officials, or volunteers, as well as transportation fleet locations for the Asian Games contingent. Edi Prabowo exemplifies the issues that must be responded quickly by the monitoring team, such as the athlete and officials' transportation fleet from the athlete's homestead to a potential stuck arena or catering handling. The control team will direct the bus driver to get an alternative route. INASGOG, according to Edi, has also cooperated with the Indonesian police regarding the handling of traffic and security issues in the organization of the 18 Asian Games. Monitoring of INASGOG activities through the operational control room includes the arena of matches, Bung Karno Main Stadium, athletes' homestead, match schedule, traffic management, weather, social media analysis, word clock including volunteer data and location. The operational control room will be the center of the entire operation. It uses the latest technology and always receives updates from the field. Previously, INASGOG Chairman Erick Thohir requested the parking area of Parliament Building to be used at the opening ceremony and closing of Asian Games 2018. This for smoothness of traffic around Gelora Bung Karno area, Senayan, Jakarta. Erick Thohir said at the opening and closing ceremonies, it is estimated that more than 6,000 athletes will follow the parade. Well, that was my Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1948. Ceylon, later named Sri Lanka, becomes independent within the British Commonwealth. Sri Lanka, officially the Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka, is an island country in South Asia located southeast of India and northeast of the Maldives. The island is home to many cultures, languages, and ethnicities. The majority of the population is from the Sinhalese ethnicity, while a large minority of Tamils have also played an influential role in the island's history. Christians in both groups are recent converts who have kept the traditional culture. Sri Lanka was known from the beginning of British colonial rule until 1972 as Ceylon. Its recent history has been marred by a 30-year civil war, which decisively ended when the Sri Lanka Armed Forces defeated the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam in 2009. The current constitution stipulates the political system a republic and a unitary state governed by a semi-presidential system. It has had a long history of international engagement as a founding member of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation and a member of the United Nations, the Commonwealth of Nations, the G77, and the Non-Aligned Movement. Along with Maldives, Sri Lanka is one of the only two South Asian countries rated high on the Human Development Index, with its rating and per capita income the highest among South Asian nations. Next is from 1976. In Guatemala and Honduras, an earthquake kills more than 22,000. On February 4, 1976, an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.5 on the Richter scale killed nearly 23,000 people, wounded 76,000, and left more than a million homeless in Guatemala. After the earthquake, some areas without electricity and communication for days. The earthquake was followed by thousands of aftershocks, some larger causing additional damage and loss of life. The epicenter was near the town of Los Ametes in the eastern part of the Motagua Fault. The quake was felt for about 39 seconds. Let's end with February 4, 2008, the Declaration of World Cancer Day. World Cancer Day is an international day marked on February the 4th to raise awareness of cancer and to encourage its prevention, detection, and treatment. World Cancer Day was founded by the Union for International Cancer Control to support the goals of the World Cancer Declaration written in 2008. The primary goal of the World Cancer Day is to significantly reduce illness and death caused by cancer by 2020. World Cancer Day targets misinformation, raises awareness, and reduces stigma. Multiple initiatives run on World Cancer Day to show support for those affected by cancer. One of these movements is hashtag NoHairSelfie, a global movement to have hair participants shave their heads either physically or virtually to show a symbol of courage for those undergoing cancer treatment. Images of participants are then shared over social media. Local events also take place. Well, that was the end of Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on South Korea-Indonesia increased cooperation in the main tool of armament systems. President Joko Widodo received South Korean Minister of Defense Song Yong-mo in Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, January the 31st afternoon, accompanied by Defense Minister Yamirza Triakudu. Afterwards, Minister Yamirza told reporters there were a number of issues discussed in the meeting. According to him, the main objective of South Korea's defense minister's visits to increase cooperation in many fields, including with the Ministry of Defense in the field of defense equipment or the main tool of weapon systems. Cooperation in other fields is in intelligence because the enemy now is terrorist. As for North Korea, the Minister of Defense admitted there was no talk about it, even though Indonesia has diplomatic relations with North Korea. Meanwhile, South Korean Defense Minister Song Yong-mo said the two countries agreed to increase the strategic partnership to special partnership. Song also expressed his desire to exchange information related to the development of cooperation between the two countries that have been built so far. Under the deal, they will work closer together in various fields including defense, diplomacy, and defense industry. Song Yong-mo said Indonesia is a very important country for South Korea. Looking at the direction of Indonesia's policy, which is similar to South Korea's, the country saw Indonesia has the potential to produce its own defense industry, especially in producing submarines. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo was accompanied not only by Defense Minister Yamirza Triakudu, but also Presidential Chief of Staff Muldoko, and the South Korean delegation consisted of Defense Minister Song Yong-mo, South Korean Ambassador to Indonesia Cho Tae-yong, and Chief of Staff Minister Brigadier General Jong Ha-il. That was the week's spotlight over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said that facing the 4.0 industrial revolution, it is time for universities to become the innovation wheel and technology development with triple helix approach in downstream research, namely the synergy between government, private, and universities. People's Republic of China Ambassador Xiao Qian visited Medan and North Sumatra to follow up China's investment plans in the region. Indonesia expressed its readiness to host the Joint Commission for Bilateral Cooperation with Cambodia in 2018. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi estimated that there will be an increase of 100 airplane traffic every day at Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport during the IMF and World Bank meeting in October this year. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, took a number of state-owned banks to facilitate capital for fishermen who want to change their fishing gear to be more environmentally friendly. Indonesia-Sri Lanka agreed to increase trade cooperation, among others, by forming a special working group tasked with addressing and overcoming trade and investment barriers between the two countries. President Joko Widodo responded to a yellow card incident that occurred when he attended the anniversary of University of Indonesia by saying that it is just normal. That was the end of News in Brief. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, art and culture, even traditional cuisine and culinary. Today, I'll invite you to travel to Gorontalo Province, to be precise to Botubarani Beach, where visitors can watch and interact with whale sharks. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voinews.id. Botubarani Beach in Bone Bolango Regency, Gorontalo, has recently become famous among local and foreign tourists. This is due to the presence of whale sharks or Rhynchodon typhus that have settled on the beach. The tourists come because they want to watch and interact with whale sharks. The larger fish species happen to be plankton eaters, so it is not dangerous. The emergence of whale shark on the coast of Batubarani started 3 years ago, along with the operation of Vaname Shrimps Factory in Batubarani, which dumps its waste into the sea. This attracted whale sharks because the waste is fertilizing plankton, which is their favorite food. During April to August, there are about 18 whale sharks emerging, and even lately there are 4 whale sharks that appear alternately every day and have been labeled by Coastal and Marine Resources Management Office for the study of the whale shark path in Gorontalo. Today, whale shark tours in Botubarani, Gorontalo has become quite popular. Its location is easily accessible, only 20 to 30 meters from the beach. Though called whale shark, the fish here are very tame and tourists can even play and feed them. To see the whale shark from close by, tourists should rent a boat at a price of 15,000 rupiah per person, that is about $1. As for divers, they will be charged 50,000 rupiah. To lure whale shark out of the water surface, every boat will be supplied with their food, like some shrimp heads that are factory waste, or small endemic fish that exist only in Gorontalo in certain season and sold at 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per pack. These whale sharks are really benign. Tourists can mingle or swim together near them. But as more tourists come and want to play with these whale sharks, the Gorontalo government has taken some action. Boats used to see these whale sharks are restricted in addition to the ban on motorboats. The number of visitors is also arranged. Tourists can still see whale shark but from outside the zone. This is to protect the world's largest fish species, which have a length of between 12 meters to 18 meters, from stress. The large rare animal with all of its bones consists cartilage can live until 100 years. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic of whale shark tourism in Gorontalo. Tomorrow, we'll meet again with other interesting topic. Bye now.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Airwatt Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome to Miscellany, a regular segment which in today's edition brings information about linder fruit as alternative rice. So stay tuned in to Airwatt Service Voice of Indonesia at 9525 kHz or www.voinews.id. Listener, rice is still the main staple food source of most Indonesian people. The dependence of Indonesian people on rice is the highest in the world, that is equal to 139.5 kg per person per year. To ensure the availability of food, stakeholders make various efforts. Government, in this case the Ministry of Agriculture, has launched a diversification of food in 2018. This program is one of the efforts to reduce dependence on rice and flour. However, the replacement of rice and flour should be sourced from local communities which are nutritious and safe for consumption. Listener, to support the food diversification program and to reduce rice consumption, lecturers of Bogor Agricultural Institute or IPB West Java utilized lindur or Bruguera gymnorrhiza as an analog making material rice by combining it with sagu and chitosan. Analog rice is rice that is produced not by planted in rice fields but produced in the factory by processing from existing food ingredients. This innovation is done by Professor Nurjana, Professor of Aquatic Product Technology, Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Sciences or FPIK, Bogor Agricultural Institute, with two colleges, Taufik Hidayat and PP Subtija. It is one of Professor Nurjana's works selected as four of the 109 Indonesian innovations in 2017 as announced by BIC or Business Innovation Center on 9 August 2017. Lindur fruit is a type of mangrove that is commonly found in Indonesia and has the same carbohydrate with rice. According to Professor Nurjana, her team uses lindur because the fruit is a source of carbohydrate and abundant in Indonesia. Professor Nurjana added that one of the efforts to avoid rice dependency of Indonesian people is to diversify food by using local carbohydrate source as food products such as analog rice. Meanwhile, Taufik Hidayat added that this analog rice contains many fibers and is very suitable for diabetics. The team chose a combination of linear fruit with sago because according to him, sago is an important commodity that has not been utilized optimally. In addition, Professor Nurjana also uses chitosan as a binder and stabilizer. Chitosan is a natural polymer compound isolated from aquaculture waste such as shrimp, crab shells, and others. Taufik explained that chitosan has the same properties as synthetic texture makers. It can improve the appearance and texture of a product because it has a strong water and oil binding power and heat resistance. From the result of Professor Nurjana and two colleagues, it was found that linder powder can be an alternative substitution of wheat because it contains 86.10% high carbohydrate. While the best analog rice formulation is a combination of 70% of linder flour, 30% of sago flour, and 1.5% of chitosan. That was miscellany for today.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by M. Mutirhe in Luxembourg. In his email, Mr. Mutirhe asked whether there is a way to listen to our broadcast by a mobile application because he couldn't find it. Hello, Mr. Mutirhe. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. Firstly, we wish you a happy new year too. As information, you can listen to our broadcast through our website www.voinews.id or through mobile application in Android or smartphone. You just download RRI Play from Play Store, so you can enjoy our broadcast anywhere and anytime as you like. We hope our information can be useful. Thank you. Special for you, Mr. Motirhe, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tampak jauh tuk dipegang, ingin merasakan dan menyentuh lembut bulunya. Burung terbang tinggi melayang melintasi awan. Aku hanya takjub, berharap terbang bersamanya. Apalagi yang bisa membuai hatiku berbunga merasakan rasa bahagia. Terilhamilah hidup ini. Cinta itu adalah hal terbaik.
meski aku tahu sulit untuk memilikimu, tapi apa daya, cinta ini meracuniku. Oh, oh.
From Kazuhiro Takao in Japan. He sent his email through voi@voinews.id and listened to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency of 9525 kHz on October 9, 2016 at 12:02 to 13:02 hours UTC with the simple 24222 until 23222. Hello, Mr. Kazuhiro Takao. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really sorry for poor signal and interference on our broadcast. We hope that you can still enjoy our broadcast despite severe noise and fading. Mr. Kazuhiro Takao, we are really sorry because our transmitter is being maintained. We can only monitor our radio through our website www.voinews.id, www.voinews.id. As your request, we will send our key SL card to your home immediately. Please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you, and special for you and our other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Dengan sekuntum mawar sebagai ungkapan akan permintaan maafmu. Aku terkesima dengan sikapmu itu, namun tak membuat aku menerimamu lagi. Aku tak bisa hidup bersama. Lagi aku mengingatkan masa-masa indah ketika kita pernah saling mencinta. Sudah aku berpikir keras untuk mencoba relakan apa yang telah terjadi di depan mataku. Kau mempermainkan api yang membakar janji ikrar setiamu itu. Aku tak bisa hidup bersamamu lagi. Dan aku tak bisa mencintaimu dengan sepenuh hati. Kau coba mengingatkan masa-masa indah ketika kita pernah saling mencinta. Dan masih tak bisa melihatmu kembali dan datang padaku. Ku coba melupakan, memaafkan dirimu, tapi sakitnya hatiku melebihi cintamu.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay an email from Mr. Ashik Iqbal in Bangladesh. Hello, Mr. Ashik Iqbal. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. We are proud of your effort to be able to monitor our broadcast. Yes, that's right. Now our website has changed into www.voinews.id. We present a new website to satisfy our listeners. Through our website, www.voinews.id, listeners can find all information starting from news of current affairs, commentary, until emails from the listeners throughout the world, including our new programs such as My Indonesia, Mosaic of Indonesia, and Diplomatic Corner. Well, Mr. Ashik Iqbal, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report for you. Listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Tetap pola matamu terasa merusuk tepat di jantung hatiku. Tarik nafas terdalam seiring balas tatapmu memacu nadi kacaukan adrenalinku. Tak ada yang salah, tak ada yang tak benar. Di mataku semua tergantung.
Before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to replay a letter from the United States of America. The letter was sent by Luis Camarillo. He is one of our regular listeners who regularly sends letter every month. Hello, Mr. Luis Camarillo. Thank you for sending your letter on our broadcast. So, Mr. Luis Camarillo, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voinews.id, voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Deru ombak, ku nantikan tenangnya. Di deras hujan badai, ku menunggu redanya. Begitu rasanya mengharapmu bicara. Selama ini kau tak pernah menganggapku ada. Ataukah aku hilaf? Mungkin saja ku pernah menyakiti dirimu. Tapi jangan kau simpan, bukan untuk dipendam. Selalunya engkau tak pernah menganggap ku ada. Pernah bisa memaafkan diriku. Oh, mungkin kau telah terluka karena semua salahku. Tapi perlakuanmu menyiksa jiwa.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.